News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Good morning from Dan and Dalton. Dalton away, of course. Documented that down at Disney. Sean is in, and Sean wants to make sure you're aware of any wrecks out there.
Yeah, there's so many people texting in about this, so thank you to all of y'all. Let's go to Cheese Wagon's text here. See, crash westbound the Wallace Tunnel. So that is crash westbound at the Wallace Tunnel.
Okay.
Which, like that story we had yesterday, if they remove the tunnels, you won't ever have that, right?
Yes. We'd be doing ourselves a big favor, wouldn't we?
Yeah, Bama Sailor, multiple vehicle accident inside the Wallace Tunnel, westbound. Left lane is blocked. ASAP just arrived. You have another one, multiple car accident, including a semi-truck. So we're getting more details here. Mouth of the Wallace Tunnel, westbound closed in the left lane. Emergency vehicle, standstill traffic. Multiple car accidents. So thank you so much for the traffic updates out there. So, and I hate that I have to do this, but over all these years here, westbound, that means if y'all were heading towards Mobile, that's westbound.
Toward Mississippi in the end there.
Yeah.
Toward Nevada eventually. Toward Arizona.
In California.
Yeah.
Right to Santa Monica.
So I used
right there
to,
at the pier.
I used to always say, that there's your I-10 argument, your I-10 bridge argument, right? Jacksonville to Santa Monica.
Yeah.
So I used to say all the time when I was on my high horse, when I was historically accident-free in the tunnel, I used to say, the tunnel, the idea of the tunnel is to get through the tunnel, not to win a race in the tunnel or anything like that, shift lanes. I could say that when I was historically had a clean record. And on the, as far as the Bayway, I know that it's a 8-minute drive, and maybe you can make it 7 minutes, but that's not the point. You're just trying to get across the Bayway, not win any race, not to end up with applause when you're up on landing.
People slowing down the tunnel drives me crazy, and it's usually I mean, remember when the big rigs y'all got? I mean, they got to get those things up the hill, so to speak.
Yeah.
So that makes it. But then all the people like
grinding gears,
Texas tags.
Yeah,
some Louisiana.
Well,
and then the worst though, it's not Mississippi in general. People say Mississippi. It's not Mississippi. Our coastal Mississippi people, y'all are down. I'm with you. It's the people from anything that sounds like it comes from a Faulkner novel, like Itawamba County or any of those places up there. Those counties, they're in a Grand Marquis, a white or like a beige cream Grand Marquis.
Beautiful.
Itawamba County, and they slow it down to about 7 in the tunnel. So, no, I think
well, that's
tunnel,
bad.
The tunnel is for go, 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 checkered flags. Let's go. Let's get through this thing, man.
No, I don't think it is, but it's not 7 miles an hour from a county that none of us can pronounce. No, it's not that. That's definitely wrong. But I think it's just a matter of we're just all trying to get through this together. And then, of course, I was shifting lanes.
And what happened?
The other thing that is, you may not realize until you have put yourself in that position is when everyone finally is getting around you and they've been back behind you for, whatever time you've delayed everybody in an accident like that, and then they finally get around you, they've got some really not nice things to say to you. Now, you've been in an accident, so that's pretty bad. They're not worried about your insurance rates or any damage to the car. They just want to let you know that you spoiled their afternoon.
Yeah, you're in front of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got my sympathy to be in a wreck, to be in the tunnel in a wreck
very
and have
sad.
To deal with the...
It was bad. Everything
the wreck is bad, but I mean
everything about it was bad. And the car, finally kind of got repaired. I don't know. And I've done myself no traffic favors since then. By the way, had a wreck right here in the parking lot.
Yeah, well, I mean,
did you know that?
You're a danger.
I am a danger. Yeah. I mean, I'm suddenly.
Hey, y'all, while Dan's not listening, we're talking about taking the keys away.
Please don't do that. So this is a story I thought you would have a strong opinion on. It comes out of Oregon. And have you heard the idea of some of the... And I just was in Portland. Now, sad event, obviously, for a memorial, but Portland is a beautiful city.
Mm-hmm. The parts of...
Yeah, I didn't see the bad parts. I didn't see them. It was nice. It was, downtown was nice. People were fine. No problem. But obviously, you have an element out there. So here's part of that element. Oregon Initiative Petition 28. Unofficially, and there have been people
28.
Okay. Then there have been people in Oregon who have been wanting to secede from Oregon or whatever.
Yeah, the Greater Idaho Movement thing.
Is it the Idaho thing?
Well, they want to go be part of Idaho.
Idaho, okay. Well, here's why. So Oregon Initiative Petition 28 unofficially reached the signature threshold last week to be on the November 2026 ballot. You're thinking, okay, so there's enough signatures to get this on the ballot. What's it all about? Here's what it's all about. On February 15th, the station KOIN reported the petition's official name as the People for the Elimination of Animal Cruelty Exemptions Act. Do you know what that means?
Well, it involves PETA, which, by the way, they sent me some stuff the other day.
Did they?
It's nice. The same day on the air, I got a delivery from PETA because they sent stuff to the station to me, maybe because they're smart Alex too, which I appreciate. Mm-hmm. Same time, I got a new shipment of TSS ammunition for turkey season.
Huh?
It was a nice thing. I had them both on the same day.
Well, here you go. So the act would change the current Oregon animal cruelty laws, which currently protect pets such as dogs and cats, and would expand that coverage to wild animals.
Of course.
Livestock and animals used in research. The petition proponent is David Mickelson, and here's what he says. He's very proud of this whole thing.
They had the monkey thing out there, didn't they? The monkeys got on the loose in Oregon.
Like, was that Oregon?
I think they had a monkey on the loose. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, we can get back to the monkeys. But right now he says, we really want to make Oregon the first state to vote on something like this. We're aware that it's unlikely 50% of Oregonians are ready right now to move away from killing animals. But we want to get that conversation out there so that we can hopefully move in that direction. We're talking about this would make it illegal to injure or kill animals. It would effectively ban hunting.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of something like this before?
No,
I'm surprised.
No,
ban
no, I'm
fishing.
Surprised. Yeah, because the PETA tells you. Yeah.
Fishing,
mm-hmm.
The breeding of animals as well. So he says, look, I don't know that it's going to pass, but the fact that it's on that possibility of that becoming a law is going to be on the ballot in Oregon. That's
okay.
Absolutely earth-shattering to me.
So,
I'm not even a hunter. And I fish every now and then, but no hunting and no fishing statewide.
And no livestock.
All
the ranchers in east of the Cascades.
Yeah.
Yeah, Oregon split. You know, they talk about this, the secession movement and all that. This stuff never goes anywhere. But you can, obviously, it's not monolithic. There are probably people who are liberal that live east of the Cascades and conservative west. But generally, you go down the ridge of the mountains and to the west, they're going to be liberal.
Yeah.
And to the east, where people live off the land, they're conservative.
More like, you know, Idaho and that kind of thing.
So I will say this, and yes, it would be, I mean, because I haven't put in for the draw in Oregon, so I'm not in the bakes, but I mean, they have pretty good, their elk hunting's pretty good, mule deer pretty good. But how about this? It's going to surprise you. I defend this because this is the laboratory of democracy, the laboratory of our republic are the states. Now, this isn't going to pass, but the liberty of a state doing something stupid, I would say, and this doesn't specifically infringe on any of our rights, Bill of Rights, I'm thinking of right now running through, it doesn't infringe on a citizen's federal rights.
Okay.
They have the right to bring this. Even though I don't like this.
Well, I would thought you
they
would.
They got the right to, the easy thing to be like, them stupid liberal and PETA and all that. I mean, I don't like PETA. They don't like me, you know. I get it, but they got the right to do this, to bring this bill. And the voters got a right to say, y'all are stupid.
Or not.
But that's the if a state wanted to do that, as much as it's contrary to who I am and what I do, they got the right to bring it and try to, I don't think it passes. And even they say they don't think it's going to pass, but they got the right to bring this stuff up.
Well, they can keep bringing it up. Until it does pass. I mean,
then it passes. It passes there. And Oregon then is overrun with critters, and you know,
In states, they do this. Just let it pass, and then what happens happens naturally.
It's not that I like Mindami being in New York, elected, let the city fall on its own. Remember what I said? I think it's the best thing ever is to have him there for exercise and show what socialism means, and you know, let the New Yorkers see. Sometimes people have to see something to know they don't like it. Mm-hmm. But I don't think this passes. But I do think it is, even though this is 180 from where I am, my understanding of my country and what our founders put in is the state, as long as it's not violating somebody's right under federal code, they got the right to vote stupid stuff, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
I disagree with it, but they got the right to. It's not going to pass.
No, but
because the livestock part of it, you're going to put all these people out of business.
A whole lot of money.
There'll be enough money in lobbying in livestock. It's not going to happen. Oregon Cattlemen's or whoever their group is will oppose it. But this is, if a state wants to be different from another state, that's an okay thing. It's even if I don't like it.
Yeah,
but they do this stuff. You know what it does? It gets some attention. It gets PETA attention. It gets these groups' attention.
That's what Mickelson is saying, and that's where I don't know that I'm all for a completely stupid idea getting this much attention. That's what I'm saying. And you're saying, you're like, I can forgive them for that. They're just exercising their rights.
Mm-hmm. I'm annoying like that, aren't I?
it's not annoying. It's your point of view, and that's fine, but... the guy Mickelson says, we're aware that it's unlikely 50% of Oregonians are ready right now to move away from killing animals, but we want to get that conversation out there so that we can hopefully move in that direction. So this guy he's not going to sit on his hands or any people involved in this movement. To me, it's not a great idea for a complete, now again, or is it a stupid idea? Yeah, it's a stupid idea.
Mm-hmm.
And Oregon's got, isn't there an area of Oregon that's almost kind of like a desert in the middle?
The eastern side. So you have the rain shadow effect, right? So the water comes in off the Pacific, gets squeezed out by the Cascades. So the western side of the state's wet, like we think Washington State and all that. You get east of the Cascades, yes, it's very dry.
So you've got, yeah, exactly. So you have two sets of, in Oregon... And Portland's not like right on closer to the coastline like Seattle is, so it's a little bit different. But you have mountains that are a range that are closer to the coastline. Then you have Portland, and then you have Mount Hood, and
which is gorgeous. By the way, that whole area is gorgeous.
It is gorgeous. And then you have Mount Hood, and then
and you fly into Portland, and you can see Hood.
Oh yeah, it's unreal.
Like, yeah, and it's like 50 miles away, and you can see it.
Yeah, yeah,
it's cool.
It's beautiful.
So, these things come up. And they say they want to get away from people killing animals. The livestock part is one side. But
yeah.
So modern humans, Homo sapiens, right? And Homo sapiens, modern humans, have been doing our thing 200,000, 300,000 years. I know we'll get an argument on the text line. We could have that during my show.
Yeah.
We keep it out of the morning show. I'll fight you on that. But so what have we been doing for that 300,000 years? To get food.
And killing animals.
Killing animals. We've been hunting. So when people tell me, people like me are weird, I will say, actually, I'm normal, right?
Yeah.
I'm a old school. I'm running with the genetics that have gotten us here, right?
I agree with that.
And that doesn't take away from my ethics, my morality around this, humanity, being humane on how you do. I believe in all those things.
I know you do.
Very seriously.
I know you do.
But the going to find food and bringing it and serving it to yourself and your loved ones is ingrained in human DNA. And I would argue the people that think it's not, and it's shocking, are the aberration, not the norm. Not that everybody hunts, but
somebody's got to hunt.
I saw it during
somebody's got to hunt.
I saw it during COVID when people were like, saying like, I think I'm going to get into this, Sean, and get my own meat and be able to bring this home to the family and stuff. I said, well, good. Well, this is what, it's in your wiring. So not for everybody, but I think a lot of it is, whether you exercise or not, it's in your wiring.
Yeah.
Now, do you need to, in our world, follow conservation, North American model, 100%, all these things are correct. morality, ethics, all these things are correct, but the norm is, for Homo sapiens, is to hunt. You don't have to exercise it, but it's in your DNA. Mm-hmm. It's shot somewhere in the PETA person's DNA. They just have, you know, maybe it didn't manifest, but it's in their DNA as well. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for it.
No, no doubt. And so it's not just to hunt, but it's to survive. Hunt to survive.
And you don't have to do that now. And Lord knows I come from agricultural roots and, you know, livestock and ag, but it's in our genetics. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is why we are here.
How much food do you have in your?
Are we talking freezer porn here?
Freezer right now. That would be.
How much of it is
Sean killed?
Right now, actually, I'm kind of down. I have to go pick up. By the way, South Alabama Custom Meats. Shout out! I'll come see y'all next week. Probably 30%, 30-40% of what.
That's pretty good.
And then on the garden side, I mean, you know, all our squash, our cucumbers. We don't have okra yet. We don't have beans yet. They're growing. Tons of blackberries and blueberries, tomatoes. Corn's not ready yet. But yeah, a lot of my food comes from either the yard there or the woods around it.
So. It is blackberry and blueberry season right now.
Oh, man, I ate enough to make myself sick last night.
Yeah. Did you really? Mm-hmm. So there's the downside of having all the
food.
So, to me, I think it bothers me more than it bothers you, just because it is a stupid idea that's getting so much light and attention.
Let the stupid ideas flex.
Yeah. I don't know why. It's a nerve. 823, Dan and Sean in for Dalton, Mobile Mornings.
Stay on top of big news and the local beat with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning from Dan and Sean, Mobile Mornings, 828. The story didn't land the way I thought it would with Sean.
I'm always
pass a law that you can't fish and you can't hunt.
And my dedication to the rights and the formula of our republic continue. Mm-hmm. Because you have the right, states are, you know, the laboratory democracy. They can, as long as they don't violate, a given right here, then.
And you say you examine it and you say they're not.
They're
right?
not. So, and this thing's not going to pass, but they're not. I mean, is it a bad decision? I don't like it. Sure, I don't like it.
They're advancing the conversation to the point where at some point it might happen.
I'm not afraid of counter arguments. I'm not afraid of like this idea of, like, a lot of times people will be talking, like Jeff will have somebody on, you know, and Parker Griffith. People are like, get him off the air. Don't let him talk. Well, why?
Quinn Hillier on our
you can disagree and debate. I'm not opposite ideas are okay to have debate. I don't want to mute discussion out there, even though I disagree. I think they're silly with the PETA folks.
Yeah, that, to me, it's worse than silly. But okay, and like you're pointing out, we've been hunting forever and ever and ever.
That's right.
Just recently, you know,
the option to not eat wild stuff. I was going to say not eat wild food. Is a recent.
Yes, it is.
Is very recent. Yeah, C.B. Carl said, yeah, I've heard this before. People.
PETA.
He said something to the effect of somebody at a grocery store. Yeah, said, good morning, guys. I heard a woman at the grocery store say once, I prefer to get my meat at the store where they make it.
That's where they make it.
Yeah. So, I mean.
Yeah. So on the way home, Sean's hunting, and on the way home, I'm hunting a Winn-Dixie.
Yes, like, well, they shut my Winn-Dixie down out by my house, so now I got even more hunting. Yeah,
sorry to hit a sore spot there.
It's Aldi, and it's taken 6 months to build it.
8:30 with Dan and Sean in for Dalton.
Well, that's our news.
Turn up your voice on the text line 251-343-0106. Now back to Mobile Mornings.
Well, you think you've heard it all this morning, right? You haven't heard from automotive expert Louis Arata with McConnell Automotive, Dolphin and I-65. Had a little fog this morning, Louis. That's sometimes you can bang your car into another car in kind of weather that we had this morning. Be careful.
That's right, yeah. Or, you know, you can hit the brakes, and with these wet streets, you just slide right on into them.
Mm-hmm. You kind of got the solution to all that at the body shop, right?
That's right. Rachel and all the guys and the girls back there take care of all your insurance needs. They'll let you know how to set up a rental car, and it's a great situation back there. You call them at 251-476-4141 if you have that unfortunate accident. And you know what? If it gets total, McConnellAutomotive.com. Check out all these fine rides we got out here from pre-owned to new. Don't forget you got 0% on half-ton pickups, and we got plenty of those. We got plenty of three-quarter-ton trucks. Pull a boat. You know, you got that new boat. You want to pull it with a new truck. We got plenty of those. And like I said, plenty of inventory on the I check everything out online at McConnellAutomotive.com.
I know you keep a close eye on that inventory, Louie, and you adapt to it and adjust to it. And so there's many times where you're buying those cars online, and you can even get specific for a client and get them exactly what they're looking for, right?
That's right. I mean, we've got, there's auctions all over the country, and we've got buyers everywhere. So we can just about buy what you want.
Sounds good, Louie. Thanks a bunch, and we'll send people your way. There you go, Louis Loretta with McConnell Automotive. Of course, McConnellAutomotive.com. And if you want to visit them, Dolphin and I-65, be careful. Little lane shift over there as they're doing some work. But Dolphin Street will be better for it in the end. So McConnell Automotive, that's the place.
Okay. By the way, too, just kind of generally back and forth on some text here. Because I was going to talk about redistricting. The idea that people in Oregon would vote on this doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
Okay? It doesn't bother me. They make those choices. Same way Alabama back in 2013, 14, somewhere in there, passed a bill to guarantee the right to hunt and fish and to harvest wildlife. Okay? We had the right, they probably don't have that in Oregon, but we as a state decided to do that.
Well, that was to protect against this thing in Oregon.
Right. Well, we didn't know that.
Which doesn't bother you.
Right. Because
it bothers me, and I'm not a hunter.
It's because they have the right. It's not going to go through, but they have the right as a state to make dumb decisions. We as a state went ahead and ensconced those rights in our state, put in the Constitution. Mm-hmm. We as a state got to make a choice. Or this is the problem.
You're taking this too lightly.
No, I'm not, because I'm taking what our founders set up very seriously. And this is my problem, and I know it.
I don't have a problem with the boys in the wigs. I have a problem with the idiots now in Oregon.
Well, I have a problem with this. Is why populism bothers me. I know it shocks people, and this is why I get why it's not 100. I'm not 100% Trump certified. There's things, and people go, "Oh, yeah, you disagree with him." I do, because populism is whatever people want right then. I am a constitutionalist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I believe. And there's a process for amending Constitution. We've amended some very important things in our country, but there's a process for that. And to say that because I don't like what this group over here is doing, I wouldn't defend their – I will defend their rights to do it as long as it's not infringing, on something that was given to us through God, through the Bill of Rights. They can, as a state, and then they can make a dumb decision. It's not going to go through, but they have this is the best exercise for this because it is something that's so important to me. You would think I would, if I was a populist, I'd rise. And if I lived in Oregon, I'd rise up against it and be protesting all day long.
Hell no.
I'm not an Oregonian. Mm-hmm. I have no right. I have no say in their politics. They got to, even though, out-of-state interests go into every other state, but they have a right to make bad decisions. I don't think they will, but, and by the way, somebody said that everybody become a vegetarian. Here's what would happen also, as a study of the market, as a study of free markets. There would be, if they did this, there'd be meat coming into the state, right? There'd be a black market.
There'd be no choice.
They'd be coming in and be like, hey, dude, do you think you can give me some of those strip steaks? Yeah, man, be cool. And they wouldn't even call them. You know how the drug people have the different names for stuff when they're on the phone? You listen to these things, for these police skater things, and they're like, they're monitoring, and they're going, hey, I need some skateboards or something, and that means like heroin or something. It'd be like, hey, you got some of that cardboard? Like I bought from you last week? Yeah, man, I got it. I'll be there at 3. It'll be delivered,
You're coming across the Idaho state line.
You get some pork ribs or something like that.
Yeah.
Be cool. You got that thing? Yeah, I got that thing. That's what would happen. The market would fill in. So
like when you see something disturbing, like just for instance, some of the stuff we saw on college campuses right after October the 6th or 7th, a couple of years back, right? You see these things happening on these college campuses. Mm-hmm. You see college presidents acting in a way that kind of defies logic to what we mm-hmm. consider logical. Mm-hmm. And they're not just some yahoo that's on TV. They're the president of Princeton or the president mm-hmm. of Harvard. There's something about that that just bothers the heck out of me, even though it's not affecting me. I don't send my kids to Princeton or Harvard. I'm not going there. I don't live in Connecticut or whatever. So it doesn't affect me.
It does affect
still,
you, though. Because
bothers me.
Okay, but you do have an argument. First of all, I will say you shouldn't be surprised by the people that are running those universities. They're a liberal university. Who else would they have as a president other than a liberal person?
I understand completely.
But your argument and your handle on this is they receive federal money.
Mm-hmm.
So there it is.
That was the argument that
President Trump made and all this, and I agree with. You receive federal money and you want to do this, then we got an issue.
Right.
If you completely don't take any federal money and you're all private, you know, privately funded, you have the right to do whatever you want.
I mean,
this side of the law, correct. But I mean, you could have an opinion that's distasteful to many Americans. You're welcome to have an opinion. But the day you're taking the federal money, now we the taxpayers have a say in it.
And that's what happened
with
Harvard.
It's always the money, man. That's the handle. They'll sit there and yah, until you say, okay, we're going to cut off this money. And they're like, hey, remember when I said yah, I meant like, hey, let's work this out.
Well, and heads did roll at a number of those places, I guess after the hearings, when they were paralyzed and couldn't answer the most simple questions. I get it. They're going to be liberal because
they're not going to bring somebody from the John Birch Society in to run Harvard.
I don't know that would even fit my description of what I would want that college president to be anyway.
Nor would I.
But it's like there's something about it that is disturbing when you see people thinking and people of power. Now, in Oregon, we don't have people of power necessarily, but they've gotten enough signatures to get this on the ballot, and that freaks me out a little bit. But people of power and influence that can say and act in the most, illogical ways, that's upsetting to me. It just bothers me, and I understand. My way of thinking is one, the liberal way of thinking is another, but at some point, just like with the TG athletes, you've got to say, this isn't fair. We're not trying to be transgender phobic or whatever you're telling me that I am. No, I'm saying this is not fair. And a lot of these things are fair or not fair, and they're pretty simple. And William F. Buckley could argue it, or my dad could argue it, or I could argue it. I would argue poorly compared to those two, but I'm just saying some things just seem to make sense, and other things don't. And when they were people of power and influence, it's scary to me, and it annoys me.
And you have the right to be annoyed. People have the right to annoy you, and you have the right to be annoyed in our country. But to say they don't have a right to annoy you—that's the problem. There's no pre-clearance, in my opinion. Like, you have the right to be annoyed all day long and make an argument back the other way and say they're a fool or, you know, I don't know, we're in the meme culture now, make a stupid meme about them.
Yeah.
All the right. But there's no pre-clearance for their right to annoy, their right to have a different opinion. Now, when that opinion comes out, I'm all on board on saying, here's why that's a dumb opinion and let's delineate why that's a dumb opinion.
Yeah.
But to say they don't have the right to, I mean, people in Oregon, if they want to be idiots, they have the right to bring this up and bring it in front of their state legislature and... It's as much as it's contrary to this thing that I find so very important, it's okay because their rights as Oregonians, they can do this.
Yeah, you're saying the right to do it supersedes the logic of the way
100%.
You or even any emotion. So what I'm dealing with is what I try to stay away
from.
It's
emotion.
It's emotion.
And that is populism.
I'm fine, but I'm just telling you, it doesn't change the way that I feel about certain things.
Yeah, well,
it's emotion. I'll admit that.
We'll read a couple. By the way, too, that wreck continues. Todd from Grand Bay updating us. We've had that wreck on the Gosh, I guess we had that right after 8 o'clock. It says wreck in the tunnel headed westbound is still is. Oh, wow. Now I guess it's back to, wow. Okay, the wreck in the tunnel headed westbound, I-10 is starting to back up to the Malbus exit. Wow. Because that was westbound Wallace
Tunnel. That's the entire Bayway.
Yeah, so that's, Todd, thank you for that update. Let's see.
That's painful right there.
Killer B says, I'm a hunter and dumb decisions bother me. I'm a voter and dumb decisions bother me. But first of all, I'm an American, a parent, and a grandparent. We need to all be bothered by the number of data centers. This is when you say, hey, I'm going to tell you something, but now I'm going to pivot the conversation to what I want to talk about.
You did it.
We need to all be bothered by the number of data centers being built that use enormous amounts of water, enormous amounts of power, and all for the surveillance of Americans. Not all for the surveillance of American killer bees. There's the ability to make a political attack ad against Dalton for the nappies. I used AI the other day to do it. It's beautiful. I got a voice.
I haven't heard it.
I'm going to get it aired pretty soon. It's okay. Like, there's attack ads from the pub, but it's against Dalton.
Any attack ads against me?
No, you're in one of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not all for surveillance of Americans. Sometimes
it's for shenanigans like that.
Yes, important things.
Sean shenanigans.
Yes, it's so there's part of that. let's see. So this one.
Let's see.
Okay, signing off. I have to work so the government can steal about 34 cents out of every dollar I make, all while fraud and waste is rampant. Those are real things. Fraud and waste. You don't have a right. That's breaking the law. But does PETA have the right to organize and get signatures in Oregon to say we're going to be a state where you can't hunt anything, you can't have livestock?
They do.
They got the right to do it. I mean, it's like, also let them do it. I mean,
Michael says, Dan, using the term transgender alone is agreeing with them. The accurate term is transvestite, wearing the vestments of the opposite gender. No, isn't it more than that?
What's that?
The talking about transgenders are nearly transvestites. No, transvestites are wearing the clothes transgenders.
I'll take it from you.
Have changed the gender of what they've changed their gender. They've done things to their private area that has left them a new human being.
Okay.
You can wear clothes. That's one thing. Transvestite.
Yeah.
Transgender is somebody
when you identify as a different gender.
Well, not just identify, when you've had a procedure.
I don't know how we went here, but this is a fun argument, too.
Okay.
So, are you going to cup check everybody?
Personally, no.
Okay. So, but do you cup check people?
I don't.
To identify? Like, this idea that transgender means it was legal, but it's not. That they did work under the hood?
Yeah.
We don't know. There's no, you're not cup checking people. So, that's the thing about the transgender thing. It's all in the mind. They can identify however they want. I don't think it comes with a surgery.
Oh yeah, I guess you're right because San Francisco recently banned getting nude in the women's one of the YMCAs anyway, because transgender guys were one in particular was making the women very uncomfortable.
That's the idealism versus pragmatism argument, right? The idealist argument is everybody identifies whatever way, and they say today they don't have to look a certain way. Do you have to do X, Y, and Z before you become you become another sex? If not, then some bearded guy like me walks in there. But the pragmatism is that even in San Francisco, they go, hey, we're trying to be open to all these different ideas, but dudes are walking in here to check out naked women.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And didn't Barnum and Bailey, they had the, it wasn't nearly as scandalous with the bearded lady back in the day at the World's Fair and at any given circus, right? Didn't they have the bearded lady? Wasn't that like a something that you would see at the circus?
I never saw it, but it was always said that was the thing.
Yeah. Now it is the thing. It's 8:51. We'll check in with Jeff Ford, see what he's got going on the way next.
Mobile Bay starts its day with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig on Mobile Mornings.
Morning from Dan and Sean Sullivan in for Dalton this morning. Also, Midday Mobile.
Yeah, coming up in just 3 hours after this guy.
Tepor joins us right now. We're all trying to figure out the redistricting. Jeff, good luck with that, huh? Hello, hello, Jeff.
Press him on program.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, so Sean's been losing his mind a little bit about this redistricting, and I can't blame him because it's all these judges are speaking as one. That's one thing that I've noticed about all this. And the other thing was the timing of this decision. What was your question again, Sean?
Well, I had specific for me. Obviously, people understand the bigger argument here, but this is narrow. Just reading the story that they deliberated on Friday, Jeff, but I don't know if they made their decision then.
They had their mind made up before the hearing, because who writes a 500-page preliminary injunction over a 3-day holiday weekend?
Right. So if they knew this on Friday, I would say I've got an argument that they didn't drop it Friday, because between now and August 11th, I mean, this is cliche sounding, but every day is important. So, I mean, there's 3 days they burn through.
Yeah, and I just think we're in like a you-know-what measuring contest here with this three-judge panel, particularly with the Anna Manasco.
She's got a thing to measure.
Well, she's got an axe to grind with the Alabama legislature. Like, how dare you defy our edicts that you're not going to make any more maps till 2030? Mm-hmm. Who do you think you are, you insignificant little Alabama legislature? We're the federal courts here.
Yeah, but the Supreme Court's, you got to think at this point, your argument just against the legislature is maybe not as solid as it was before after SCOTUS
Well, we're a victim of two things here. As I said, you have a very hyper-aggressive lower federal court system. Just has it out for Alabama. But the second thing is, we had some bad lawyering during the first round. We tried to thread two needles with a 14th Amendment argument and a VRA argument. And, you know, there's a do-over here with new witnesses and new experts and new, you know, evidence. And they're going to issue a preliminary injunction without, like, really a serious attempt at due process here. I think the Supreme Court kind of scoffs at this.
Yeah, so I guess...
But how fast do they scoff?
Right. They moved really fast when Alabama petitioned them back on... the Supreme Court set this up for Alabama to do what it did right after Louisiana versus Calais was announced. So I seriously think that they will move pretty fast here. It won't be like the entire Louisiana decision where they punt for a year. I do think that they will move here and expedite this and get this because there is urgency here.
Yeah, are we looking at so with that decision, that's going to just go ahead and stay on the 2023 maps, or is there a third way? Is there some map that's not the current one or the 2023?
I suppose they could do another special session and draw a new map. I just don't think they got the appetite for that. Look, I think whether it's 5-2, 6-1, or 7-0, I think the primary is still going to be August 11th. That's what the law says.
Mm-hmm.
And we're gonna have to do it that way. I mean, I'm not an expert on this, but I can't see how the election that was last Tuesday will count toward anything.
So amazing. Andrew Sorrell did well last Tuesday. He's on your show today.
He is, along with Bradley J. We'll talk about what happened in Texas last night and our Wednesday regular Joey Clark.
Sounds good, Jeff. We'll get ready to enjoy your show here in minutes.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Sean, back in the morning.
Yeah, and again at noon today for Midday Mobile.